All right, I'm here with April Cry. The newest single is Daddy's Little Girl, is that right?
That's correct, the one? Yes.
So, awesome. Well, let's start at the beginning of April Cry. Where are you?
April Cry. Well, I started doing music, when I was really young. My dad was a worship leader in my church, and he would sing all the time, and I would get up there with him. So that's kind of where I started out. So I kind of always knew that I wanted to do music from a very young age. And then when I was in middle school and high school, I picked up the guitar and started writing my own stuff. And that's kind of how I fell into the country genre. Mm-hmm. I really loved the lyricism of their songs and kind of felt like that was my niche. So.
Felt that pull.
Yeah.
something relatable.
Yes.
That's not just...
Yes. It's like a story.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, other genres don't seem to quite have as much as the country does.
You come to country for that reason. It's, you know, you can find good music in rock and you can dance to pop and
yes.
you can do all that other stuff, but
yes.
you come to country when you're ready to hear, you know, a story about
absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely, absolutely.
From there, let me see. Saw something on your bio about getting a song on Regis and Kelly. What was it?
Oh, well, that actually, I got called to sing background vocals for Enya. And so I was kind of in the background there, but that was such an amazing experience.
Yeah.
I got to go on the show when it still was Regis and Kelly. She had like a Christmas album and I was just singing background, but it was such an amazing experience.
How old were you when you did that?
Oh gosh, I was maybe 18 or 19. So yeah.
So were you doing music before you came to Nashville then?
I was, I was.
But so you came to Nashville to do the first EP, is that?
Yep. I came to Nashville. I started writing and just trying to kind of find myself as an artist. I worked with some producers and writers and did my first EP here and got some song placements on some, you know, reality shows and stuff like that. So it was a good kind of first start for me here.
Yeah, how'd that all come about? How'd you get hooked, like just plugging away?
Just kind of different connections, just networking. And, you know, I worked with an artist development company when I first came here, so they helped me out a little bit too. So.
Well, let's get up to the present day. Because there's actually a bunch of stuff I want to get to
here.
So let's go Fireflies. That was the single before
yes.
Daddy's Little Girl, right?
Yes, correct.
I listened to that one. I really like that one. That's a fun.
Thanks.
It's definitely some like window down cruising with your
arm absolutely. Out. Like, it's like a kind of a summer sing-along song for sure.
It's got a very, it's, you know, it's very dance, very poppy.
It is.
We
went in and we wanted it to speak for itself, and we were just building it around the lyrics, kind of. And we just felt like the production really spoke to the lyrics, and that's kind of how we went in with production on that song. So I'm really happy with how it came out. It's not the traditional country, I would say, but it definitely has a you know. A cool
Do you usually
play.
Write everything on guitar first before you?
I do, usually.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll go in sometimes with my piano player and he'll like pluck out a melody and
mm-hmm.
we'll write it that way sometimes, but
Do you usually know the style that you're writing for when you're writing it, or?
No, it's kind of different every time I go into a session, and that's kind of what I love about doing writing sessions. It's like, you really don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go in with an idea and then it'll come out to be something totally different. and that's what's just so cool about it.
Also, you know a good song when it's a little malleable. When you can,
yes.
If you write it and it can only be sang that one way or played that one way,
yep.
then it's stuck there forever.
Yes,
but, you
that's
know,
true.
I even do that with my own stuff. Sometimes I'll go back and pick out old songs that I wrote, you know, 7 years ago, and then like rewrite them for something a little more modern. And if they fit, then it must.
Hey.
Then you know you got a good song.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
All right, let's get up to the newest single.
Yes.
Because this one's one with a cool story.
Yes.
So,
Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah.
So, definitely a cool story. Kevin Jonas Sr., I guess he had written this song with his son, Nick, when Nick was 11. And they wrote it, you know, it was based on a true story about a woman that they were very close with who passed away and left her daughter her 9-month-old daughter with the father, and he had to raise her on his own. And so it just, as soon as he told me that story, I was just like, wow, that is extremely, you know, heart-wrenching. And so that's kind of the basis of the song when they first wrote it. So he had been looking for a country female vocalist for this song for a really long time, since they wrote it. And he is actually good friends with the head of my label, and he listened to me sing the cover of Martina McBride's song, A Broken Wing, and he was like, I think this is the girl for this song. So he called me up, and we went into the studio, and I literally learned it the day before. He like brought me the song and was like, here's the song, and we're going in the studio tomorrow to record it. And I was like, okay. And I did it. And it was such an amazing experience.
Yeah, you sounded great doing
it. Thank you.
And what a precocious song for an 11-year-old to...
Yeah.
Right. I guess
yeah.
The first time I put it on, it was definitely not what I expected.
I was shocked.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I definitely caught myself, because I had your stuff on the laptop while I was looking at your bio and trying to think of questions and stuff. And that one, like, first I found myself unintentionally bobbing to Fireflies. And then when that one came on, I had to stop. I'm like, oh, this is actually about something.
Yeah.
I gotta stop and listen to this one. And
that's the thing about that song. It grabs your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the traditional kind of format that I think a lot of people are used to, but it's definitely a song that has a real story to it that talks about family and life and death and faith. And just stuff that, you know, really means a lot. And that those are the kinds of songs that I want to put out there. So
was it exactly the way the lyrics, were they exactly what he wrote at 11? Or did you update it? Did you sit with him at all? No,
I didn't. It really was kind of what him and his dad wrote when he was 11. Yeah. And just amazing. Wish I could write like that at 11.
I think I like that now.
Yeah.
That sounds like, must have been a pretty cool experience, though.
It was so cool.
So they just came in, they gave it to you, and they were like,
yeah. It happened so fast, honestly. But it was really cool.
So, all right. This is a question I've been asking everybody that I interview lately.
Because,
and everybody seems to have an opinion on it.
Okay.
So, being a lyric-driven artist,
mm-hmm.
because this is a hot-button topic around town right now, we have... country has kind of turned into, like the vodka... Like it's there's a lot of different flavors of it,
yes.
except for the flavor that it actually has. like country has its own flavor.
Yes.
But they want to reflavor it with stuff.
Yes.
So with all like with the pop country and the country rock, and the you know the even hip hop country,
mm-hmm.
And then whatever Florida Line does.
Yes.
But can we with the word that's being thrown around a lot now is authenticity. Can we maintain?
Yes.
The authenticity that country music is known for, that lyric story that drove you in originally with all these different...
That's a really good question and a very kind of controversial question, I feel, today. But for me, personally, I feel like music in general is always evolving, always changing. The traditional country, I feel, will always be there. And you can never take that away. And it's all about telling a story for me. And you know, there's always gonna be different styles and flavors thrown in. You know, it's hard to be like, this is the line and you're crossing the line. but I'm all about just listening to embracing good music. And if I feel like that's something I wanna listen to, then I'm not gonna be against it.
Awesome.
So
sweet, I actually get when you hear someone say it's a controversial question, that means I'm doing my job.
Yes.
This is something fun that I wanted to talk to you about is the tomato talk.
Yes.
I really want to talk about this
because
just think this is a great idea and it's such a fun thing. And
thanks.
I watched the video that Kara sent me, and it was. I don't know, tell me about it. Like, how did this come about? What gave you the idea?
Well, you know, after everything that came out, all of the, you know, comments that were made about women being played on country radio, and then, you know, Martina McBride came out and gave her opinion, and that kind of just brought a light to everything, and it gave me this idea to kind of go out and get people's opinions on the subject. So I went out, I wrote a couple questions down, and I was like, I'll just go out and see what people are thinking about this. You know, and that's kind of how everything came about.
So explain it for the people who haven't seen it.
Yes.
It's on YouTube, right?
You can find it. Yep, it's on YouTube. And you know, I'm out on Broadway in Nashville, just going up to people and asking them their thoughts on women in being played on country radio. And you know, a lot of people are like, yeah, we hear them every, you know, few songs, but you know, kind of rare to hear like, you know, two women being played back to back. It's you can tell that it's definitely an issue.
I found it was nice that you put in the people that did, like, you made a little clip about people not wanting to to answer,
because I honestly went up to so many people, and you know, a lot of people I talked to off camera, and they were like, yeah, that's you know, that's horrible that they're not playing. And I was like, well, do you want to talk about that? And they were like, no. So people are just kind of like brushing it off, like, you know.
Yeah.
But you know that it, you know, it's an issue, so.
And it's odd to me that it is an issue, because when you think about our genre, how many female artists actually started, were legends from.
Absolutely.
I mean, and not only were we an avenue for women to do stuff, we were also like one of the first avenues where a woman can be a star. There were women stars in country music before there were African Americans in baseball. There are women have been stars of our genre for a long time.
It's definitely changed, and I think we need to shed a light on that and just kind of get people's attention to see what can be done about that. So
any ideas to do something musically related? Like, write Nathan
possibly.
About...
Possibly. Yeah. That would be a good song.
Well, you got women like, you know, especially like the Maddie and Tay song that comes out. And then you got the Mirandas and even the Kacey Musgraves that are doing it on their own now.
Yeah.
And just doing whatever they want. And it's not just music by women, it's music for women about stuff that...
Absolutely.
Because you guys got to ride around and listen to us talk about our trucks and stuff all the time, so... And also the blatant misogyny that happens as of late, like when you just think about the ideas in the songs, where it's just like everything boils down to, I want to get you drunk, get you in my truck, and drive you to the woods.
Yeah.
Like that sounds pretty creepy. If somebody's, you know.
Yes. I mean, absolutely. I just think we need some variety. You know.
Well, I definitely think it's awesome. So I'll keep doing more of those.
Thank you.
So what's next? What's going on with you now?
Right now, we're just working on, you know, getting Daddy's Little Girl out there. And, you know, I'm doing a lot of writing and just gathering songs for upcoming EP, hopefully.
Nice.
So no dates for that yet, but I'm working on it. So, yeah.
Nice. Maybe over the winter sometime? Maybe summertime?
Hopefully. Okay. I have no dates yet, but...
Your plugs, where can people find all your stuff?
You can go to my website, aprilcry.com, K-R-Y, and all of my socials will be linked on there. And you can just go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
You're on all of it.
I'm on all of it.
Yeah, all of it. Find the YouTube videos.
Yep,
are you periscoping?
Yep.
Are you?
I do periscope.
Everybody except me has got the periscope. I need to get on the...
You gotta try it.
Yeah. Oh, we can be periscoping right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
April, for sitting down with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.